Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Right now, Democrats and Republicans appear to be having a fight about Obamacare tax subsidies.
Well, you act like looks could be deceiving here.
Oh, yes. There. Like everything on the Hill now. Yes. It's actually a fight over whether Democrats get to keep illegal immigrants illegally on Obamacare subsidies via mass criminality and fraud. But it's disguised as a healthcare debate. Let me set it up.
Later this morning on Capitol Hill, competing health care bills will take center stage for votes as lawmakers fail to agree on how to cut costs for millions of Americans.
Lucas Tomlinson joins us live in Washington with the latest. Lucas.
Recall Senate Republicans agreed to hold this vote to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits to end the government shutdown last month. Well, here it is. And this is what's in the Republican plan, a little wrinkle. It extends those ACA tax credits and redirects money into health savings accounts, up to $1,500 in health savings accounts, depending on your age. Claims will be cut, premiums by 11%, and requires citizenship checks for Medicaid. It blocks funds for abortions and so-called gender-affirming care. Here's Senator Bill Cassidy, who is a physician.
It would take money that would go to these premium tax credits, and we put it into health savings accounts so that the patient has money in her pocket to pay the insurance policy out of pocket. This is a way to give the American people the power of the purse and not give the profit to the insurance company.
I've never thought I'd see this, Lee. Democrats fighting not only to give massive profits to the insurance companies, but to help them continue to defraud the federal government, which Dr. Oz, head of the Medicaid and Medicare Center, said has resulted in an average 5% higher premium. And those are $26,000 to $28,000 premiums per plan if you've got a family of four, based on the fraud. They are fighting passionately for fraud. What is going on here? Okay. During COVID, since everybody was staying home for no reason, and they didn't have a lot of money, they basically gave folks, you know, extra money for Obamacare. Now, what happens with Obamacare, and this is the corruption we need to break the back of, is the subsidy for your plan goes direct from the federal government to the healthcare companies. And we didn't know it, Lee, but the healthcare companies were defrauding America like Somali immigrants. I mean, they put these Somalis to shame, honestly. And here's what happened, okay? It's actually kind of an interesting story and just really broke this week. It was mind-bending. About 35% of Obamacare plans that the federal government pays the healthcare companies for are fake or they're illegal. Well, here's why. Like every other program, Democrats turned the fraud controls down to zero. as Elon Musk and Doge explained. So now, to sign up for Obamacare, all you need is a name and a birthday. If an insurance broker can get your name and your birthday, you are signed up for the plan. You will never even know you're signed up for the plan. They also made a lot more people eligible to get the 100% compensation plans. Why did they do this? The Democrats under Joe Biden. Well, supposedly so they could get more signups, but that's not it. It's so they could hide the illegal immigrants. I mean, it's kind of hard to hide, 12 million people on Medicaid. It kind of shows. So they needed to scatter them out, scatter the fraud out through Obamacare, right? So that's why they did this. Insurance brokers figured it out really quickly. Well, all I need is somebody's name and birth date. And bam, I'll send them up for the plan. I'll get a reimbursement. Like, I'll make money. Yep, that's it. So massive, absolutely massive fraud began. And they caught it. They caught it. This crazy new report came out. So Democrats did this so they could sign up their illegal immigrant friends. It's incredible. Dr. Osley, we had this yesterday, talking about the cost of this fraud and the illegals on everybody's healthcare premium is 5%. 5% illegal fraud. So here's the problem Democrats have. Number one, did you hear that? Wow, we're going to do a citizenship check. Okay, that's enough to get them to go wild,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. And number two, their friends at the insurance companies who wrote Obamacare don't get to defraud the American people anymore.
Whoops.
Yeah. See, so that's problematic. Democrats are fighting to send the money to the healthcare companies and keep the current system where there's no way to check if the person is an illegal immigrant. That's what this is about. It's mind-blowing when you hear it. But the Democrats describing this actually use a bunch of blah, blah, blah. So it sounds confusing.
Democrats led by Chuck Schumer want to extend those tax credits for 3 years and are not going along with the GOP plan.
Republicans are fighting with each other. They can't even come up with a plan. So they put in this junk insurance thing, which does absolutely nothing.
You can do it with us by putting this on legislation, or we are going to march into the midterms against your resistance and win and get this done.
Now, some are calling this the Obamacare bailout. The bill is likely to fail because 60 votes are needed to advance it. Absent a change, premiums are expected to double at the end of the month for more than 20 million Americans.
Yeah, so we got a hostage situation, basically. Yeah. Democrats going to block this to keep the illegal immigrant signups going and fraud for their friends in the insurance companies. Let me play this real quick. So people, this is one of my favorite clips from the last 2 weeks. This is Senator Roger Marshall describing the 35% Obamacare fraud rate, not refreshingly by Somali immigrants, although I'm sure many of them are on the plan too, illegally, but by some of the Democrats' other friends who they turn their head and allow crime to occur. And that would be the health insurance companies that were, remember, at the White House every day, almost every day of the week under Obama,
yeah,
literally writing the bill. And Democrats were cool with it. It's crazy. Okay, here's Republican Senator Roger Marshall describing what is in that incredible report that came out this
week.
What
they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare is what's created this fraudulent opportunity more than anything else. And again, Democrats own this. Obamacare has been the law of the land for 15 years. They own this crisis. To your point, President Trump, like myself, is a business person.
Okay, here's the crazy part. The number of fraudulent signups. Okay, so what happens is they got rid of the fraud controls. So all you need is a birth date and a name. Some people are giving that to these insurance agents, not even realizing what they were. They didn't mean to sign up, right? And the insurance company's taking advantage of this loophole that was created to sign up the illegals with only their name and a birth date. No social security number because they don't have one, right? So insurance companies figure this out, defraud the American people at a rate of, they think, 35%, right? So there's the 35% fraud. The government pays for these plans nobody ever used. I mean, Lee, have you ever had a year without a claim?
No.
I haven't either. Not even when I was like really young and really healthy. Just like never happened. I always got a hangnail or something. So that's impossible. So all these people are now calling Health and Human Services and screaming, wait, at tax time, wait, I didn't sign up for this. Hundreds of thousands of calls they've gotten because of the Democrats' fraud. They opened the loophole and the illegal immigrants and the insurance companies drove right through it. Listen to how many people Dr. Oz has found. 4.4 million. Those are plan holders, okay? So that could be for an entire family. 4.4 million people fraudulently, illegally, or fakely signed up.
The problem here is that you, the American taxpayer, are footing the bill for all of this fraud in the form of tax subsidies. Under President Trump and Secretary Kennedy, we are not sitting idly by. We've uncovered 4.4 million improper enrollments, including roughly 1.6 million.
That's insane. 1.6 million, actually, that name is enrolled on Medicaid, too. Why? That's illegals committing fraud. That's, you know, John Jose signed up for free, and then they used the same name to sign up his friend down the street that he told it about, told him about it. So you're talking about over 6 million policies that the government pays on. I mean, the size of the fraud's insane. And that doesn't even count the insurance fraud. So this is what Democrats are fighting to keep, Lee. And they're perfectly willing to let premiums double for some people, for 20 million people, to hold the country hostage to continue this system of theft. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. This is incredible. And here's the craziest part. Brilliantly, in the big, beautiful bill, they realized early on that they needed a provision to get these people off of Obamacare to stop the Democrat fraud. So they put one in the big, beautiful bill. It's law. So there's good news, right? And you know why we haven't removed them yet? Democrat lawsuit. Yeah. To keep them on. Many of them didn't want to be signed up. They're completely fraudulent or they're illegal immigrants. And Democrats are suing, I am not kidding, to continue the fraud. Do you ever think you'd see a thing like this in this country?
Nope.
This is crazy. It's just nuts. So there's going to be a brawl over this. One of the really cool things that Trump is trying to do and that we saw evidence of, you know, Trump RX?
Yes, right.
And you can go on there. It's not everybody.
Trying to lower the cost of prescription drugs, yes.
And they were able to lower prescription drug costs between 5 and up to 50% on many drugs simply by cutting out these stupid insurance companies. Yeah. And letting Americans buy direct from the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out the pharmacy, cut out the stupid insurance. Because that's insurance at two points, at the medication level, but also at the pharmacy level. It's good. Cut them out. Huge, massive savings. Going to show that a lot of this cost of healthcare is just the Democrats defrauding Americans to pay off their insurance company friends.
Well, it also shows that free marketplace enterprise, free enterprise works.
Yeah. Why do we need two, three layers between us and the pharmaceutical company? We'll just buy it from the pharmaceutical company. Common sense.
Yeah. Doctor prescribes it. You buy it from the drug maker.
Why Democrats do we have hate
to have, yeah, exactly.
They hate it. Why? Because the government can't tell you what to do using the insurance companies as a blunt weapon. They're all in it. It's a cartel. So it's basically like another one of these cartels.
Prescription drug cartel.
Yeah. This is one of the things where, gosh, if we just had a little bigger majority in Congress, we could dramatically lower health care costs for Americans, get the corruptions out, get the illegal immigrants out, get the fraud out, pass the savings on to Americans. But Democrats won't let us. So, but I never thought I would see Democrats, I mean, going to bat for the pharmaceutical companies, going to bat for the insurance companies. It's like they're everything they ever accused Republicans of being. It's wild. So we need to increase our margins in the midterms, not lose.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
New study: who is most likely to die? You're thinking, oh, it's going to be another lecture about, you know, I should lose some weight, get my blood pressure checked. No. Number one, largest study done from this particular angle. And the results are just now coming in. Number one, most, and they took a look at tens of thousands of people across multiple studies. Number one, most likely to take the most years off your life: smoking. Not surprising, right? And that's an easy thing. Just don't smoke, right? Most of us don't smoke anymore. I hardly ever see anyone smoke. It's kind of almost weird to see it when you do. Okay, you can do that. I can do that. Number two, what do you think it is? Like, lifestyle choice. You're probably thinking overweight, right? Obese, obesity, everything having to do with that. It's very bad for you to be obese. No. It's not number two. It's not number two. Nope. Nope. There's something more deadly for you than obesity, and we're only just now beginning to understand it. I mean, we've always known it was bad, but we didn't know it was this bad. It's getting less than 7 hours of sleep a night. Getting less than 7 hours of sleep a night linked to shorter life expectancy across America. Actually, this covers multiple countries. Sleeping fewer than 7 hours per night is linked to shorter life expectancy across all 3,000 U.S. counties studied, regardless of income level, healthcare access, or urban versus rural location. So this is good news, because, you know, a lot of us struggle to get exercise in every day. And we know we need to do it, but we'll lay around all day long, right? Like, it's fun. It's fun to sleep. It's nice to sleep. But you know what the hardest part is, gosh, you just want 5 more minutes of that show. Or, you know what gets me, and I'll come in here, you know, more tired than I need to be, is I just, like, my husband and I have the best conversations. He's my best friend. And so we are so busy running kids around and doing stuff that we will not catch up with each other for a couple of days, and then we'll just be sitting there having a great conversation. And I know I need to be in bed. I know I do, but I can't stop. So we'll just keep talking, hanging out. That's my downfall. And then I combine watching, we'll watch a show that we both really love and we're really into the show and we're having a great conversation about the show. Oh, I'm going to be zonked the next day. You know, it takes an average of 3 days for your body of good sleep, 7+ hours for your body to recover from one night of being under that 7 hour threshold. It's really damaging to your body. So here's something you can start. I know a lot of you are going to start exercising the new year. You probably have your resolutions. I get it. It's impossible, almost impossible right now to, you know, people are shoving food at you and stuff. You want to get healthy in the new year? Here's something you can start right now. Make yourself get at least 7 hours of sleep each 24-hour period. Now, optimal is 9. I can sleep 9 hours all day long. Oh, I can totally do it. My husband can't do it. I don't know why. He can't. But 7 hours of sleep. Senior author Andrew McKill, PhD, associate professor at Oregon Health and Science University, said, "I didn't expect it to be so strongly correlated to life expectancy. People really should get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, if at all possible. We always thought sleep was important, but this research really drives the point home." And he says they were very surprised. They really thought it was going to be, you know, smoking, not surprising, is the number one factor that can take the most years off your life. They thought obesity would be number two, and it's not. It's sleep. So don't shortchange yourself. I am way better at sleeping than I am getting on that treadmill. I'll tell you that. Although I'm pretty good about getting on the treadmill. No, it's easy to think, I'm going to deny myself that. I got to get this done. I got to do the good thing. No, the good thing is to get to sleep. And we need to start to think of sleeping as, you know, the way we think of, you know what, I really need to have the salad instead of the fries and the burger. It's that important. Okay. Coming up on the show, today is just such a crazy, crazy news day. The impact, the impoverishing beatdown of an impact on rents, rental inflation, rental costs of moving 12 million new voters. The rest of us call them illegal immigrants, but Democrats call them voters. Into the country in just 4 years is astonishing. We'll let the HUD secretary explain it. And the fraud that Democrats, we're finding Democrat fraud everywhere. The fraud that Democrats committed to get their illegals into public housing over Americans, including Black Americans. And the efforts Democrats took to hide open public housing spaces from Americans so they could put their illegals in. And they're Afghans. Folks, you know what happened here? Can I just break this down? Make this simple. Once they stole that election and they had moved their FBI censors into social media so no one could criticize them anymore, and they had taken over the FBI so they knew nothing they ever could do would result in them going to prison, they went wild. They went wild knowing they'd never be held accountable again for fraud. And this happened simultaneously with them needing to commit enough fraud to take care of 11 million people for whom there are no jobs. So this is why we are finding fraud everywhere. They are stashing illegals everywhere. They're getting them to healthcare through fraud. They're defrauding autism programs to pay for these people. All of it knowing that nobody was going to ever come for them because they control law enforcement. Except one thing. Donald Trump was supposed to be in prison for the rest of his life. And he won the presidency. That's why we're finding all of this out. Every day is incredible now.
Well, you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, the American media and the European media are lying as usual. They want you to know there's no censorship involved, none whatsoever. No censorship planned, really, with the massive $140 million fine of X. And I've been calling BS on that. What do they want? Well, they say, well, we're not fining X for refusing to censor Americans. That's not true. No, we're just fining X because they won't turn over the information we want. Well, what information? Well, the background on posts that we want to censor, because we can't censor them until we have that. Oh, so if Elon Musk paid the fine and turned over the information they want, what would they do? Oh, they'd immediately censor. They just can't do it without the information that he's withholding from them. So they're at loggerheads. But I wanted you to hear it not from me, but from a liberal in good standing, Michael Schellenberger, who, despite me like basically not agreeing with him on anything, is a very fervent free speech advocate. And I'm trying to get people to understand how much danger we're in right now. Schellenberger explains what has happened, and I've been roughly tracking this in recent months. There's something called the Stanford Observatory. They were the censors who censored me and you during COVID, got it all wrong. Censored the election fraud, censored anything, basically, made Democrats look bad. They censored for 20 separate entities, including Anthony Fauci, the Democrat Party, the NAACP. So what they would do is they would all send their censorship requests, and the Stanford Observatory would pretend that they knew best what people should say. They'd pass it on to X, which was then Twitter, Facebook, all those places, and then people's accounts would disappear, their posts would disappear by the millions. That's how it worked. And they use this as a veneer of respectability for their thuggery. Remember that at Stanford Observatory. Well, Donald Trump ripped that out by the roots. A lot of it was funded through USAID. It's one of the reasons, it was one of the first things they shut down. It was a jackboot thug organization. Well, what happened to those people? Oh, they just moved over to Europe and they're trying to censor us from there. But Elon Musk, for the moment, won't play ball. So they find him because he won't turn over the info. What info? Well, under the Digital Services Act, they say they have the right to regulate speech in elections, most especially political speech. And since Europeans see the speech on X in American elections, they're going to need to go ahead and censor American elections. Yeah, it'll be great. They know best what you should say. But it's the same people. They just went over there. In fact, Obama's people, because that's who this is, behind the Stanford Observatory, just met with a bunch of the EU Euroweenies and the censors over there, got their regime together, and now they're coming like the hounds of hell for Elon Musk. I'll let Michael Schellenberger explain what's going on.
The EU wants X to give its data to government-selected researchers so they can identify which posts and advertisements should be censored. This is the censorship by proxy strategy. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security from 2020 to 2022 and Europe Today have authorized government-funded NGOs to demand censorship of social media platforms in an attempt to deceive the public. As such, the European Commission is spreading disinformation in order to demand censorship, and it's openly engaged in a deception campaign aimed at confusing the people of Europe and the United States about what it is doing. Many Americans may rightly wonder why we should care about what the European Union is doing. President Donald Trump, for his part, shut down much of the U.S. censorship industrial complex, including by the DHS. Well, the reason we should care is that the goal of the European Commission, like that of the governments of Britain, Brazil, and Australia, is to censor the American people.
Bingo. They just can't do it through the FBI or the Department of Homeland Security anymore. So they've literally just moved the operation to Europe, turns around, pointed back at us and said, hey, if you want to keep acts here in Europe, we're going to need to be able to, you know, go ahead and censor your political speech, including election ads. It's really terrifying. It absolutely is, because Digital Services Act, they can confiscate Elon Musk's assets. In fact, they've even argued that his fine shouldn't be 6% of X's assets. It should be 6% of his assets. And what we saw them do in Brazil was freeze his assets. And he knuckled under, by the way. He censors political dissidents in Brazil who agree with Donald Trump. It's really sad. Schellenberger continued, and this is the part where he's explaining that the Euroweenies are in open defiance of the NATO treaty. We are no longer obligated to defend their lame rear ends. Here's why.
Back in October, a pro-censorship activist think tank, the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, hosted a gathering of global censorship officials.
The Stanford Cyber Policy Center, I call them Stanford Observatory, same thing. Stanford Cyber Policy Center, who is that? That's Obama and his jackboot minions. So again, they've moved over to Europe. They're trying to get us censored ahead of the 26th election. Okay, that's what he's talking about. Take a listen.
Back in October, a pro-censorship activist think tank, the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, hosted a gathering of global censorship officials to censor American social media platforms and American citizens. The Stanford Cyber Policy Center was home to the fake researchers who oversaw the DHS censorship by proxy effort from 2020 to 2022.
Under Biden.
The EU is now in direct violation of the NATO treaty, under which the US is militarily obligated to defend Europe. The NATO treaty requires member states to have free speech and free and fair elections. France and Germany are actively and illegally preventing political candidates from running for office for ideological reasons, namely their opposition to mass migration. And the Romanian High Court, with the support of the European Commission, nullified election results under the thin and unproven pretext of Russian interference after an anti-mass migration presidential candidate won.
Yeah, so Romania, he won fair and square, the Trump candidate, and they said, Russia helped, so we're going to go ahead and throw those results out. Now, have you seen the headlines here? Folks, half of Europeans, this is the UK Guardian, half of Europeans in a poll now see Trump as an enemy of Europe. So no longer an ally, but an enemy. Think about that. This is incredible, what is going on right now. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these. The Danish spy agency, this is another headline. Danish spy agency now views the U.S. as a possible security concern. I don't know if Americans realize what's going on in Europe. There is an absolute partnership between their authoritarians and our authoritarians in our Congress. And they are they're coming for you like the hounds of hell. The EU deputy secretary described Trump and everything that's going on with him, and particularly this security assessment they just did that said, listen, Europe is becoming a danger to Americans, it's become a danger to itself with all the censorship, the authoritarian crackdowns. I mean, it's positively Soviet. They said that was a betrayal. Listen to this. Headline, this is hilarious. Top EU official, this is how Orwellian it's getting. Top EU official, this is Associated Press, warns the U.S. against interfering in Europe's affairs. What? They're trying to censor us and our elections via X, via Facebook, via Instagram. Yeah, we should just let them, or that's interference. See, because if Europeans have to see us having a free debate on social media companies America owns, that's interference. And so we should just sit back and go ahead and let them partner with John Brennan, the FBI, you know, Obama, Stanford, to go ahead and censor us, or it's interference. Listen to this. This is Associated Press. Fabian Zulig, chief executive of the European Policy Center, this week said, pro-European liberal forces need to wake up. Trump's America is not an ally of Europe. This is what they're saying over there, and their polls are showing it, but an adversary to Europe's freedom and fundamental values. This is like to sign over Auschwitz. Slavery is freedom. Yeah. Trump fighting censorship, which he hasn't even really done. That's the hilarious part. Trump fighting censorship. He's revoked a few visas. Trump fighting censorship would mean he is not an ally, but an adversary to Europe's freedoms and fundamental values. So if Trump doesn't let them come over here and shut me up, shut you up, take our accounts, then he is not an ally. His objective is to replace our democratic system with illiberal populism now entrenched in the U.S. They mean freedom. Unbelievable. And the banner headline across Drudge yesterday was that EU deputy secretary calling this a betrayal. So top EU officials warning that America is no longer an ally and may be an enemy. And in polling, half of Europeans agree with them. Got to keep our eye on this. It's easy to just be paying attention to what's going on domestically. This is a big deal. You're watching the fracture of those post-World War II alliances. And you know what? Good. If Europe wants to act like the USSR, we need to treat them like the USSR. Trump's deportation numbers, this will drive the Democrats crazy. Department of Homeland Security announces 2.5 million illegals, vamonos, gone, have left the United States since Donald Trump took office. Again, we're not even at a full year. That's 600,000 illegals forcibly deported and 1.9 million illegals self-deported. That's fantastic. I never thought we might get the whole 12 million out. We may at that rate. That'd be life-changing. It already is life-changing. You know what we're not experiencing any more inflation in? Rents. Rental prices increased 0.1%. Why? Because all of these spaces are opening up for Americans so that rents aren't artificially inflated anymore. This is great news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.